Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
We turn in the ninth chapter of the book of 1 Samuel to learn of the story of the elevation of Saul, a man named Saul, to be the first king of the Israelites. And we read this. There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, a man of wealth. He had a son whose name was Saul, a handsome young man. There was not a man among the people of Israel more handsome than he. He stood head and shoulders above everybody else. What this means, of course, is that Saul looked really good. He was handsome, tall, commanding. He came from a wealthy family. He was a perfect choice for Israel's first king. The Hebrew people gave up their invisible God as their king and set in place a man who was a vision of beauty and success. Saul appeared to be everything anyone could have ever hoped for in a leader. He was the kind of person that others would literally look up to and dream of becoming. Yet, while Saul looked good on the outside, he had really deep character flaws on the inside. He lacked resolve, he was a fearful man, and he wound up dying amid a feverish attempt to maintain his power and authority. As it turned out, Saul's servant boy was more resolute and faithful than his master, if you read the story that goes through the ninth chapter of 1 Samuel. It would likely have been better if Samuel had anointed the young boy instead of the handsome, towering master. Can it be any surprise that once Saul's leadership unraveled, Samuel discovered the next king, not among the tall, strapping sons of Jesse, but in Jesse's youngest son, the one who was thought worthy only to be left in the fields to tend his father's flock? Leadership is not about looking good on the outside, but rather being good on the inside. So wrestle with this question. How do looks influence your decisions? Because they really affect all our decisions. How do looks influence yours? Let's pray. Lord God, we make mistakes like Samuel made all the time. We're captivated by the outward appearances and often overlook internal flaws. We make purchases, we choose friends, and we assess investments based on how good they look on the outside. And that kind of evaluation, Lord, can lead to disastrous results. Help us to be more discerning. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.